Derry City missed a chance to close the gap at the top of the table on Shamrock Rovers at the Brandywell on Friday night when the teams played at a 1-1 draw. Derry took the lead in 62 minutes through Cameron McJanet. A corner from the left by Will Patching was powered home by the captain from inside the 6-yard box. Adam O'Reilly should have made it 2-0 2 minutes later. He ran in along the inside left, got to the edge of the box, and he hit a shot across the goalmouth with McMullen waiting free from 6 yards out. Rovers levelled in controversial circumstances on 84 minutes. In the 83rd minute, they were given a penalty when Graham Burke ran into the box and Shane McElhaney barely tackled him, slightly from behind. Burke tumbled to the ground, the red card was shown by the referee, and in the 84th minute, when he got up to take the penalty, Burke sent the keeper one way and the ball the other to make it 1-1. In the first half, it was all Derry City. Michael Duffy's cross from the left on 34 minutes fell to Danny Mullen, but he took a touch too many and Rovers cleared the ball. On 36 minutes, Diallo hit a tame shot at the goal for Derry when he should have scored by adding more power to it from 15 yards out. And on 38 minutes, Patching and Ben Doherty linked well on the inside left channel. Patching had too much pace on his pass to Ben Doherty and the ball ran over the goal line past the keeper Alan Manis. Into the second half and again Derry started really brightly. McMullen ran down the right and his cross into the box was met by Ben Doherty, who shot just wide from the edge of the area. On 53 minutes Duffy cut in from the left and his low shot was gathered well by the former Linfield goalkeeper. Derry will be really disappointed that they didn't capitalise on the chances they had. They still have 6 games to go. That's 18 points up for grabs and it's quite a long way to go yet. But it finished at the Brandywell on Friday night. Derry City 1, Shamrock Rovers 1.